Of course, this week is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and all week long here on Q92, we've been visiting with, county assistant emergency managers, countryside public health, and fire departments, and today we're going to visit with a meteorologist, and she's kind of well-known around our Q92 listeners, especially in the Cambie area, and it's Aiden Bruns from Cambie. Aiden, thanks for joining us here on Q92 today.
Yes, of course. I'm so happy to talk about it all.
Yeah. First of all, for our listeners, why don't you just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and your family and stuff.
Yeah, well, I lived in Cambie my whole life. My parents, Paul and Darcy Bruns, and then I've got a brother who graduated in 2020, the COVID year, Dylan. But Cambie's been home, and I graduated in 2022, but definitely grew up in a weather-loving family, so that's kind of where everything started, watching storms roll in. Even if it was just a lightning and a few rolls of thunder, it was something that we all got excited about. So it just kind of made sense to do it in school.
Okay. So what year did you graduate from Cambie High School, Aiden?
2022.
So what were you involved in high school?
I did volleyball and cross country on and off in the fall, and then basketball and track in the spring.
Okay. And if my memory serves me right, you placed at state track, didn't you?
Yes, junior and senior year.
Yeah, what event was that?
I did high jump. We went for the 4x2 my senior year, but placing-wise, it was high jump for me.
Okay. Any memorable moments in your high school career at Cambie? Like basketball, volleyball, track?
I remember during volleyball, we definitely had a tough matchup against Mineota, one of our biggest rivals at that time.
Yep.
That game was pretty exciting. We did not win, as probably many people remember, but that one was really exciting.
Yeah.
Basketball, we got lucky and had the third seed my senior year going into sections, but unfortunately lost, but still it was like some really fun senior year memories.
Okay. Yeah. I remember you well broadcasting your sports. You might have got a player at a game t-shirt once in a while, I think, didn't you?
I think maybe once.
Yeah. Just one time. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries.
All right. So let's talk about what you're doing now and where you're at after graduation. Where'd you go?
I'm at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, and meteorology is what I'm doing. A lot of people are like, how did you get into that? But yeah, it's the whole backstory of being a weather family, and it just kind of made sense heading into my freshman year. And the whole TV thing kind of came a little bit later in broadcasting because I was a little shy and wasn't really sure if I wanted to be on camera in front of everybody. And then I got involved with our student-led newscast. It's called OU Nightly, and did some behind-the-scenes stuff and warmed up a little bit, and then they just kind of threw me into it, and I was guns a-blazing from there.
There you go. So you knew in high school that this is the career you wanted to pursue then?
A little bit. It was more like even before then. I always told my parents and my family I was going to be the next Ginger Z on Good Morning America. Like people in middle school age, I got shy and I was like, I don't want to be in front of everybody. That seems really scary. And then I was like, okay, maybe meteorology is what I should do. And I got here and I love what I'm doing. So
you say you're a weather family, your mom and dad and your siblings. Talk about that. I mean, do you live on a farm? Are you just like watching the clouds roll in and just intrigue you?
Pretty much. Yep. My mom wanted to be a meteorologist when she was younger, is what she always told me, but the math was too much. I totally understand now. It's a lot. But yes, we lived out in the country and had a great view of the sky every time the clouds rolled in. Saw a few funnel clouds, but never a tornado touchdown, just because it's obviously very hit and miss where those are at. But right. Yeah.
So what kind of classes do you take to be a meteorologist then, Aiden?
A lot of calculus, a lot of physics, and then eventually, like I'm just starting to get into it now, being a junior, that they're all starting to apply and get into the actual weather classes, thermodynamics, stuff like that. So I've got a cloud physics class coming up. So it's a lot of more math STEM-based stuff that I think a lot of people don't necessarily think we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it sounds interesting, way above my head. So you're on actually the University of Oklahoma, their TV station then, right, on campus?
Yep. There's a cable station that plays locally in Oklahoma, and then they do a live stream on Facebook and YouTube every day at 4:30, and that's when we're on, and we just have a 30-minute newscast with all the students being anchors, and we've got, I think, over 150 people that are signed up because people do things like only some days during the week. So it's kind of on and off, but it's a really big production.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of training do you do in order to be in front of the camera on TV? Is there any classes for that, or how does that work?
They're not necessarily classes, but it is very much some training behind it. You have to be behind the scenes for at least one semester, and then towards the end of the semester, you can do some rehearsals, and they always do like practice sessions. You can come in and read a teleprompter if you want to be a news anchor, or the weather meteorology kids can come and be in front of the green screen and practice ad-libbing and talking through a brief instead of like a full show. So it's a little bit shorter and easier for someone just starting out. And that's how I got into it. And we've got like so many people who love weather. So we've got a campus corner forecast, which is really locally based, and then a weather brief, and then the weather anchor. So there's a lot to it, and you just kind of get to work your way up in the ranks.
Okay. So when are you on the air, Aiden, on television?
I am on Mondays is my week or my day this semester. It kind of switches up every time with schedules and stuff, but this semester I'm on Mondays.
So is it just broadcast on the campus or all around Oklahoma or in farther?
I think it's just Oklahoma. It's a Cox channel, okay. I believe, is their cable stations. But then the live stream that they do on Facebook and YouTube goes everywhere.
Yeah, that was my next question. You're on social media. You have social media for you, right, with the television?
Yep, I've got an Instagram and a Facebook account where I kind of share some of my segments that I do, or if there's severe weather going on, then sometimes I'll post some stuff that we get from the National Weather Service just to make sure people on campus that follow me know what's going on, because your phone's weather app is not always 100% right, so it's good to push some of the good data out there for people.
That's right. Do you enjoy what you're doing, Aiden?
Oh, I love it. I didn't even think that this was in the cards for me, but I'm so happy everything's played out how it has.
Do you feel comfortable in front of the camera then?
Oh, it's so much easier than I remember the first time when I started. My hands would be shaking and I'd be sweating, stumbling over my words, and bit by bit it's gotten so much easier, and people are like, how do you know how to like move in front of the green screen? And I tell them it's like looking in the mirror when I can see my graphics. Like, it's nothing.
Do you have to do the graphics yourself and stuff? That kind
yep.
of stuff? Okay.
We have like a weather team every day has their like group of like five people that come in. So we've got a few assistants and then the briefers and another anchor, and we all forecast together and look at what's happening for the week. And then the anchor builds their show through our graphics system, and we do it all ourselves. So it's pretty exciting and the real deal.
Okay. What are some of your social, for our listeners listening, if they'd want to watch you do the weather, what are some of your social links? Can you share that?
Yeah, it's the same thing on Instagram and Facebook. I believe it's just Aiden Bruns WX for my weather account. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure my Facebook is just Student Meteorologist Aiden Bruns.
Okay. All right, great. Well, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the reason I called you, because I follow you on Facebook, and I thought, you know, she'd be a great interview for Severe Weather Awareness Week. Let's talk about, you're in Tornado Alley, right?
Yes.
What is Tornado Alley, really?
It's that perfect sweet spot right in, like, the Central Plains where we get the hot air, the cold air, the moisture from the Gulf, and it just kind of is where all the ingredients fall into place for all those storms and tornadoes and everything kind of just brews right in that hot spot.
Okay. And today, Thursday, is actually we're featuring tornado. We have tornado drills around the state of Minnesota. in the country. And what would you tell our listeners about tornadoes, warnings, and watches and stuff? What's the difference between that, and what would you want to let our listeners know about?
Yeah, that's honestly one thing we push a lot in our newscasts, too, when there's severe weather going on. The difference between a watch and a warning, because we always say the watch is when the ingredients are perfect and it could happen, it might not happen. So everyone's just kind of supposed to be aware of it, and it's kind of a severe weather day, versus like the warning means it's the real deal. The tornado's on the ground, or the severe storm is like rolling through your front door kind of thing. So that's when everyone's supposed to take shelter and stuff like that. So it's a much bigger deal when you get that warning.
Yeah. All right, and have you ever seen a tornado, Aiden?
It's so sad, I haven't. Okay. We've had a few roll through the Norman area and been close to me, but I haven't seen them, which is so unfortunate. They're always usually late at night or rain-wrapped, so you can't even see them in the first place. But I've heard the sirens go off, my phone's given me the warning, and I'm like, okay, this is serious. So
yeah. Have you ever be part of a storm-chasing crew?
I have not.
Okay.
It's one of those big, iffy topics on campus.
Oh, it is?
It is. A lot of people, we call it cloud watching, because the School of Meteorology here at campus does not promote it for students. You're not supposed to do it just because of how safe or unsafe it can be. And it's kind of a liability, so you're definitely not supposed to say you're doing it for OU.
Okay.
So it's a touchy subject, yeah. But some people I know definitely go out and try to catch it.
I can see that. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you have a very interesting job, Aiden. What surprised you the most about your career so far?
I think how much I love it, honestly. I never thought this was what I was going to be doing with my life, even though it was kind of a dream when I was younger. But it kind of fell into my lap, I think, in the most perfect way. And it's gotten so much easier. So I'm just really excited to keep going with it.
All right. Well, after you graduate, I hope you come up back up to Minnesota and work in the Sioux Falls market or the Twin Cities or Fargo, North Dakota. Get to see you. That'd be great.
That would be super fun.
Well, thank you so much, Aiden, for joining us here on Severe Weather Awareness Week. And best of luck to your career. And thanks for sharing what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's Aiden Bruns, a Cambie graduate, now at Oklahoma City.